In Alaska, the sights and sounds of children being taken away from their families by federal immigration agents is reopening decades-old wounds. From Juneau, KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
When I first saw them, I was just absolutely appalled.
Rosita Worrell recalls being forcibly taken from her parents at the age of six. It was the 1940s, and like many Tlingit children, she was sent to live in a federal boarding school run by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. 75 years later, media images of children detained and separated from their loved ones along the southwestern border recall those dark times from her girlhood in Petersburg.
It just brought me back to the days when I was kidnapped and put in a home and crying at nighttime, wondering where my family was.
The context between then and now is markedly different. The federal BIA school in Haines, where she was sent, was part of a broader federal policy of assimilation.
Our native cultures were viewed as paganistic, heathenistic, and we were to be civilized.
The current crisis along the border stems from stark disagreements in the nation over how to handle economic migrants and asylum seekers. Worrell says there are serious blind spots in some of the vitriol expressed by immigration critics.
I don't think a lot of people think about how Native Americans think about immigration, because if anybody should have problems with immigration, you would think it would be Native Americans. But I think we were realistic in knowing that this is the way of the world. We actually embraced newcomers when they first arrived.
Worrell is a retired professor of anthropology and now heads Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, a Juneau-based nonprofit that advances Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian culture. She said there's a moral imperative for policymakers to act.
In the immediate term, you know, we have to do something about those 2,000-plus children who are separated from their families. And, you know, I'm pleased, you know, that the president, you know, made some attempt, you know, with his executive order. I don't think that's going to solve the problem, but we need to solve this problem as a civilized society.
Even with the passing of decades, Worrell says the trauma of being removed from her family still stings. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.